You're an atheist. Give me a fucking break, Michael. All right, you know what? We need to start going to church every week. I've had it with this.
I don't believe in God.
Bullshit. You got yourself confirmed, and you said to the bishop.
Yeah, but a lot can happen. You can think.
Well, a lot can happen. All of a sudden, you can just quit believing in God?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there is no God?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. You want to know there's no God? Then you're going to get absolutely nothing. Nothing for Christmas, because that's what Christmas is about, is Jesus Christ.
Okay.
No, it's not okay, Michael. It is not okay.
Oh, my God.
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dork's at it.
Hey, white man.
Oh, owie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough.
I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Where is it? Where is it?
Hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with the Friday program. Oh man, it has been a busy few days here. For you Sideshow Freaks, I hate that I have to rehash this all, but it all went down Wednesday. And so Thursday's program was Sideshow exclusive. I talked a little bit about what was going on, but I've got to let everyone in on what's been happening. First of all, we got to talk about Dick Clark dying. It happened Wednesday, right after the DVDA program, right? So I didn't get a chance to really talk about it until Thursday. But one thing I did notice is that I've acquired a bunch of new haters who I'm letting be my motivators. Look, you know, I posted that stupid Dick Clark video earlier this year where I'm making fun of his stroke as he's slurring through the countdown on New Year's. Apparently, a lot of people have been Googling and YouTubing Dick Clark, and so this is like the Michelle Duggar video all over again. 5,000 or 6,000 views in 24 hours, and many, many comments telling me what a horrible person I am. And then they get very personal, how ugly and fat I am, shit like that. So I urge you all to check out the Dick Clark video and, antagonize these assholes. I feel like Paula Abdul sometimes, in that the world needs to realize what a gift I am. Paula?
Tired of people treating me like the gift that I am.
Yes. Thank you. She's like, I think she's on Ambien or something. She sounds like she's out of it.
Tired of people treating me like the gift that I am.
I'm not going to read you all the comments. You can go to YouTube and check it out for yourself. But I thought I would mention it because it is getting quite a bit of attention. Moving on, I have to mention, and this is something else I talked about on Thursday's program. DVDA is off the fucking chain, man. It was crazy on Wednesday. It was really one of the most bizarre shows I've ever done, thanks to an elderly man who called in and was looking for sex, and I obliged. I had him do some crazy stuff. He was sucking on a dildo, gagging on it. I had him spread his ass cheeks open, show me his cock. Here is just a little bit. Now, this has got to be the best advertisement for DVDA that I could come up with. Again, it's coming up today at 3 p.m. I'll see if I can get this old guy on Skype again, but here's just a little bit of what happened.
Now I want to see your penis.
What?
Come on, you were going to show it to me a second ago, right?
Now, keep in mind, I have this guy up. I managed to get his screen up on Skype, so the viewers of DVDA can actually see this old man. One thing I can't do, though, is show nudity, so I had to be very careful.
Okay, wait, I do want to see it, but just wait 1 second.
He was jumping the gun. He started on zip.
Okay, hold on. All right.
By the way, I think from now on, if I see a shitty ass or something cool on Ustream that's technically not allowed, I'm just going to show it. I won't be able to show it on the sideshow. can't be showing that stuff. But, you know, for if it's live, what is Ustream going to do? It's not being recorded on Ustream server. I don't archive it there, so fuck it.
Don't take your picture of it.
No, of course not. Ustream does not allow that. All right, go ahead. Whip it out, buddy. Nice. That's 7 inches? Really?
Yeah.
I think you're being pretty generous.
It's not 7 inches.
Turn around. Let me see that ass. I want to see what I'm going to be eating and fucking. It looks like a satellite dish. It's concave. Now I want you to spread your cheeks open. I want to see that asshole. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's shit. You've got shit on your in your ass.
I do?
Yes, you have shit on your ass. Spread your cheeks again. I want to see that.
I'll clean it.
Oh,
I'm freaking out right now. You can't hear me, but I'm freaking out.
Oh no.
Okay. Doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, he keeps calling me doctor, by the way.
I've got a few prescriptions for you. First, I'm going to prescribe that you wipe your ass with some toilet paper. Preferably with some wet wipes.
Now, again, I didn't show the dirty ass on camera, but I wanted to prove to you guys that I wasn't lying, you know, because anyone could just say, oh, my God, you got a shitty ass, and, you know, it's fake radio or whatever. So what I had this guy do after, and again, if you want to see this all, you've got to be Sideshow members or catch the live DVD at 3 p.m., I had him stick his finger in his asshole, and then I got him back up on Skype so that all the viewers could see. And then I had him show his finger to the camera, and you can see like under his fingernail, there's just shit. It's just entirely dirty. It was so fun, and I hope you guys check out DVDA today or sign up for the Sideshow and get this episode along with all the other DVDA. So that's what's coming up today, and that's what I've been up to the last couple of days. It's been bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. The shit is bananas. One last thing I wanted to mention. A lot of you freaks have used coupon code FREAK at AdamandEve.com, right? But I've been getting emails from some of you saying, look, the coupon code's not working anymore. I used it once, and now it won't let me use it again. I've got a new coupon code for you. You just got paid. It's the weekend. It's sexy time with your partner or, you know, someone anonymous from Craigslist, whatever. Spice things up with Adam and Eve. Again, 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs that you get to pick now. Plus a mystery gift and free shipping. Try coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. If that doesn't work, try DV. Coupon code DV is now active at AdamandEve.com. All right. Now, let's get into some audio. Apparently, the mentally handicapped is very upset over Dick Clark's death. Here is one of their own.
Hey guys, this is Luke Jeffers, aka Luke Jeffers, Extraordinary 5 speaking.
What the fuck is that username? You know what I mean? Like, what? What was that?
Hey guys, this is Luke Jeffers, aka Luke Jeffers, Extraordinary 5 speaking.
Can anyone decipher that? He says it's
Luke Jeffers, aka Luke Jeffers, Extraordinary 5 speaking. Luke Jeffers,
Sammy Sauce. All right. By the way, what he's trying to say is Luke J6-2895. One of the most awkward usernames. Like, was every other name taken? Like, Luke, he wanted Luke J, and apparently Luke J is taken. I can understand that. You mean there are 62,895 other Luke J's? Come up with something a little more creative. By the way, speaking of my Dick Clark video, someone actually left the comment, oh, really? You're making fun of stroke victims? What's next? Making fun of the retarded people with Down syndrome? I'm like, wow, you've got a firm grasp on how Distorted View works.
Hey, guys. This is Luke Jeffers, a.k.a. Luke Jeffers, Extraordinary 5.
Sure it is.
Well, my head's all better now.
I don't think so.
And guess what?
My head's all better. That's the main problem with you. Your head is mush.
I just need some rest. But good. But I got some sad news.
The cure for common retardation: a little rest, a little R&R.
To make Dick Clark have died today.
Dick Clark have died, ladies and gentlemen. He have died.
I hate to tell you about that. I freaked out. Well, I have the headache.
Really? An 82-year-old dying is freaking you out? What are the odds? An 82-year-old stroke victim died. The very picture of health.
I like to thank Brad McFlummy, who told us about his...
Oh.
Brad
Mac...
Her...
What?
Brad...
Whoa.
Dick Clark's death.
Okay.
And, yeah. And... Brad McFlummy, hope you feel better.
Okay, let me just fast forward to the end here. I want to see if he says his username again.
Dick Clark just did over years ago. Now Dick Clark have died. I'm in love with that. I freaked out. So, right now, this is Jersey Kaylee Jakes, 295, saying goodbye. Peace out, baby.
Peace out, Girl Scout. All right, there you go. Checking in with the Rerees. I wanted to feature a couple of videos. I just couldn't get around to it. On Wednesday's DVDA, it was so insane. I wanted to talk about the family, which is that crazy Christian cult. I was going to show you some pictures and comics of flirty fishing and everything. And then I also wanted to feature Hot Problem, the official single from Double Take. This is like Rebecca Black 2.0. Now, when I was going to feature the video, it had 30,000 views. Today, we're up to 1.6 million. So far, it sounds good. All right. Hot Problems. We got twins.
Look at me and tell me the truth. What do you...
My God, I hate this. At first, I was like, well, at least the song kind of rhymes and there's a structure to this song going. But then I'm listening to what these girls are singing. First of all, they're not that. Well, they're okay, I guess. But
I know that I'm hot.
They're hotter than Rebecca Black.
But textbook perfection really takes a lot. Weird guys call my phone and girls call me names. But like Miley said, I can't be tamed. Hot girl.
Girls have problems too. Problem one on their list is they can't fucking sing. I love it because this video was posted on Old Bailey Productions account, right? And then they make a comment. Old Bailey Productions did not create any of the audio or lyrics for this video. They're distancing themselves. We merely produced the video as a favor.
I've got the butt those things don't make me a slut. Call me stuck up. Girls say I'm conceited. On behalf of all hot girls, those comments aren't needed. Just because I'm pretty, I have to be dumb. I don't care about wit. I just want to have fun. People start rumors.
Like, the reason why this song is so much worse than Rebecca Black's video is like innocent. You know what I mean? She just wants to have fun on the wee weekend or whatever. These girls are whores. Like 13-year-old whores.
Funny thing about me, funny thing is,
the bitches. I hate them.
Go to the party.
Okay, I can't listen anymore. If you want to check it out for yourself, which, you know, it shouldn't take you that long. Hot Problems, Double Take. Search for it on the YouTubes. I have one more series of clips that I want to share with you. I love these sort of artifacts from our recent past, meaning, you know, like Everything Is Terrible is a great website. They find horrible VHS tapes that were produced in the 80s and 90s. And I love watching that stuff because, you know, it's cheesy and, you know, the production values are crap and everything. But one of the things that I just discovered that I loved, and this is in you know, similar vein to Everything Is Terrible, like porn films from the 80s and 90s, when you'd get them on VHS, they would have at the very beginning ads for like phone services and stuff. And nowadays you don't get that on DVD. I don't think so. On DVDs and stuff, you really don't. You don't see these anymore. It's probably because of the internet, right? It's so easy to get, you know, cyber sex or, you know, find a bitch online to, you know, call you and have sex. So these 800, 900 numbers are kind of going the way of the dinosaur. But I found some ads that I wanted to share with you. Take a listen here. I can't show this on DVD or else I would have done that.
Hey, baby. I know you've dreamt about sticking your dick in a hot, tight ass like mine. Ooh, I'm such an anal slut.
Yeah, this is for 245 slut. 800-245 slut from 249 a minute.
Waiting for you to fulfill my need for a raunchy backdoor session like I've never had before. Pick up the phone
I
now
think she's had it
for some hot, uncensored anal action. My girlfriends and I want to feel something hard right now. It's so tight, so hot.
Like the video that goes along with it are from like pornos and stuff, and like there are some just bad scene, like this big fat black hairy ass plowing into a pussy.
Guaranteed to make you explode with passion. Call me. It's the sweetest taboo. Have you ever dreamed about having two girls at once? Ooh, give us a try.
Okay. Next up, this is 431 oral. Again, 249 a minute. Must be 18 an oral.
My girlfriends and I are having so much fun. We love to suck cock. Ooh, call us. Call us.
I mean, they could not stop sucking cock and licking each other's pussy for 30 seconds to record this. Like, they just have to keep doing it.
Suck your big dick. Oh, yeah. We love to drink cum.
Both of us.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the same woman.
Oh, juicy.
We want it.
Oh yeah. Doesn't that
so
look
bad?
Oh, it would be great if I could record one of these. If there is some porn production company out there that puts the, because I'm actually watching this from a DVD. It's like a compilation, like from the 80s, probably. And I would love to do one of these, like just be the voiceover. Yeah.
Into our mouths.
Our friends are here just waiting to suck on a big prick. Ma, I need you to come now.
You can shoot our cunts.
Wait a second, let me rewind it here because I'm talking over this whole thing. It's annoying, I know.
You're juicy.
We want it.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that look bad? Dripping into our mouths.
Oh, give it to me.
Shoot us.
See, girls don't talk like that. I don't think a normal girl in the history has ever said, shoot it in my cunt.
Swallow your
call
juice.
Us.
Yeah. Ooh, it's so hot.
Wet.
Call us, baby.
Call us.
Oh, yeah. We want you to shoot your load all over us.
Both of us.
Okay. Hey, I know that music. What was that? That's one of the porno, the gay ones.
Hey,
we're
guys.
The cocksuckers you're looking for, whatever. Latin men.
For something new and hot. This is the hottest new phone line where all your fantasies can be fulfilled by wild and horny gals. Uncensored erotic conversation to get off again and again. Talk or just listen in. Imagine your stiff cock and all the pussies you want to do whatever turns you on. Call now. You'll be glad you did.
I think these all go to the same line. You know what I mean? Because they're all 249 a minute. One more.
Hi, sexy. We want you to
come and play with us.
Now, she seems like, you know, she's not swearing, not saying, like, we want your cum and our cunts, you know, or like, you know, give me your fucking jizz. She's very nice. Although the phone number for this one is 800-732-CUNT. Probably the most vulgar of the lines.
So hot. Don't you love looking at our beautiful bodies? Mmm, you like my pretty pussy? Pretty. Oh, you've got to call us, honey. We need for you to call us. Play with us. Oh, we are so hot. Ooh, it just feels so good to be touched.
She needs to be a little more nasty.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. Call you.
Don't you want to play with me? Look how gorgeous we are together. Yes. Oh, I know my girlfriend's getting so hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hot is the key word there. So there you go. Some phone line advertisements at the beginning of a porno video. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news! Yes, it is the weekend. WEEKEND. So it's payday. Plus, you know, you got some money coming in from the government. Why not sign up for the Sideshow? $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Lifetime memberships are available for a limited time. Once again, get in now while the prices are very inexpensive. There is going to be a Sideshow price hike soon. Now's a great time to sign up because pretty much every single day there's Sideshow exclusive material. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday I've been doing DVDA. Tuesday we did an extended show. Thursday's program, yesterday's show was exclusive. Sign up right now. You can grab it all. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Also, don't forget about Adam and Eve. I mentioned it earlier in the show. You can now use coupon code DV to get 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift and free shipping. All right. AdamandEve.com, coupon code DV or freak, whatever. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. That was
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Yeah, the story comes from Vero Beach, Florida. A man accused of punching a Sonic manager, apparently after his food order came out with tomatoes, was jailed on a misdemeanor charge. Now, look, I understand this guy's pain. Fast food places can never get anything right. If it deviates from the norm, right, how you order it from the menu, they're going to fuck it up, right? Unless you say, I want a number. That's all you say. You know, fill in the blank with a number there. You'll be okay, right? But if you stray away from that, if you say, yeah, I'll have a number 3 with no onions. No onions on that. They will give you, chances are you'll open the packaging to find a bun with some onions on it. No meat, nothing else. They'll just fuck it up somehow. They always do me. So look, I understand. But, you know, if you ask for no tomato and you get your food back with a tomato on it, it doesn't take that much effort to, you know, pick that tomato off. Usually it's one, just a slice of tomato. It doesn't take that much work to, you know, to get it off the sandwich. You know, sometimes it's a little harder. Like if if they dice the onions or something and you ask for no onions, it's a little bit harder. But still, you got to pick your battles, man. The reported tomato tiff that landed Michael Lynn Ogborn, 36, behind bars, happened on April 12th at a Sonic, according to a recent release affidavit. The manager of the fast food eatery told Vero Beach police Ogborn was upset with his order and desired a refund. Ogborn, the manager said, entered the employee area and started yelling at the workers. Maybe this is like one of those Maury situations. You know when Maury has the guest on who's afraid of pickles or something? Maybe this guy just had an irrational fear of tomatoes. The manager said he got the refund and thought Ogborn would settle down. Instead, Ogborn punched him in the face. Ogburn said he ordered food without tomatoes, but when it arrived, it contained tomatoes, which, you know, is a key ingredient in tomato sauce and in BLT sandwiches. Otherwise, you just got a BL. Ogburn said he was angry and wanted a refund. He said he punched the manager after the manager spit on his shoes. I don't think that happened. The affidavit didn't state what Ogburn ordered, though the typical Sonic menu includes a variety of burgers, hot dogs, and chicken sandwiches. Sonic, which began as a root beer and burger stand in 1953 in Oklahoma, also offers corn dogs, but tomatoes are not a common corn dog condiment. Okay. There's a lot of extra material in this news story we don't need to hear. Ogburn of the 2000 block of 16th Avenue Southwest in Vero Beach was arrested on a battery charge. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one also comes from Florida. No one was punched in the face, but a dog was sodomized. But, you know, Mimi is fine, don't worry. The white poodle mix that police say was the victim of a sexual assault by a Fort Lauderdale man appeared well on Tuesday, a little sore. The recovering pet is 5 years old, weighs 10 pounds. How can you fuck a 10-pound dog? You know what I mean? It's too tiny. It has soft curls and a sweet temperament. She was fucking asking for it. She wagged her tail at a visitor and basked in the late afternoon sun while relaxing in her front yard. Her owners declined to comment, citing the incident's traumatic aspects. Jensen Sosa, 28, was arrested Sunday and charged with knowingly having sexual contact with the dog and cruelty to animal and resisting arrest without violence. Witnesses observed him having sex with their pet and told officers that Mimi whimpered in pain. Sosa of Guatemala, that's how they roll down there, was in Broward County Jail Wednesday awaiting a federal immigration investigation. Things, though, seem to be going much better for Mimi now, so there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Louisiana. Great Granny apparently has drank a fifth of Jim Beam while babysitting and probably gets arrested. Yes, police arrested a West Monroe woman after she reportedly got drunk and passed out while she was babysitting her two great-grandchildren. Kimberly King, 50. She's a 50-year-old great-grandmother. She was arrested Thursday following a complaint by her granddaughter. According to the arrest affidavit, King's granddaughter left her 1 and 2-year-old children with King while she went to work. When the complainant came back 4 hours later, King was reportedly passed out. Police say both children had soiled their diapers to the point the diapers were falling off and the shit was seeping out. Police found King in the bed where officers shined a flashlight in her face and woke her ass up. Okay, police say King had no visible. Holy shit. That is a scary mugshot. I'm saving that. Today's album artwork. I think she's a burn victim or something. All right, police say King had no visible injuries, but admitted to drinking a fifth of Jim Beam while the children were in her care. Responsible. King was arrested and charged with 2 counts of child abandonment. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with you guys one more time before we call it a week. Yes, go right ahead.
Hey, Tim, it's Sacho Member Numeric, and I was just calling to say that, one, a thought that just occurred to me. It's not so much the lack of your old voicemail that's bugging people, but it's the old jackasses talking on it now telling us how to leave a voicemail.
Oh, is that annoying? I've got to take care of that. This weekend, I'm going to record a new one for you.
You, Timothy, new you intro. Orange flavored motherfucker. This is Sideshow Member, the Sideshow Member. Oh, how about that, asshole?
Creative.
I've been to Moe's recently, and they have that smart Coke machine with the touch screen and the flavor combination where you can add syrup and shit.
Yeah.
Have you been to one of these, and what are your favorite flavors? Because so far, I've been fucking addicted to either Sprite with strawberry, regular Coke with orange, or peach mellow yellow. Those three are
not so much into the peach mellow yellow. Columbus is getting tons of these things. There's a couple by where I live, which is dangerous. Try vanilla Sprite. That's really good. Raspberry Sprite is good. Raspberry Coke is good. I got to try orange Coke. You know, Coke used to sell orange Coke in like Russia or something. Maybe England. I don't know. I think they still sell it in Russia, but for a while they were selling it in Great Britain, and a listener sent me some, so I got to try orange Coke that way. Raspberry Coke was a real product as well. in like Thailand or something like that. And so I got to try that as well, and that's how I got hooked on Raspberry Coke. Very good stuff. But they're called they're freestyle machines. Coca-Cola Freestyle.
Hey, Tim. Tom Dashaw here. That's Con.
Okay, another person making fun of Tone Deaf Sean, sure.
Hey, white man, this is the brown man speaking, and haven't called in a while because, you know, I always just end up with other shit going on, and you know how it is. You do the same thing with, you know, how you make your living. But, so you're probably all backed up and shit, so, I don't know. This will. Oh, let's see. I'm just gonna make this a game. Right now it's Monday, April 9th, almost 6 p.m. I'm betting this will get played April 13th or 14th.
I'm a little more backed up than you thought.
Hey, Tim. It's me. I'm not supposed to say my name anymore.
The real Tone Deaf Sean.
Hey, I'm calling about that story of the old Chinese man that killed his wife, chopped off her arm, and started eating her flesh.
Yeah.
I saw that on the local news here in Massachusetts. And one thing the news story you read left out was that the old man had Alzheimer's.
No.
Which shows that we really need to start euthanizing the elderly.
I've been saying it for years. There's no reason these old people should be hanging around. You know what I mean? They're in nursing homes, not doing anything, right? They're just waiting to die.
Why can't...
Let's help them along.
Why can't this biohack fucker just make all the phone calls?
Hey, boo. Why can't you just have a regular podcast? Let's define the word freak.
What do you mean, why can't I have a regular podcast? I do have a regular podcast. This is a podcast.
What the fuck? Sam, are you okay, dude? You okay? Something wrong, man?
No, I'm fine.
Sam, answer me.
Okay, all right. Listen, one more.
Hey, Tim. Listen, I want to request a song. I want you to play your version of 99 Red Balloons. I'm so pissed off you didn't put that in the music special.
Oh.
That's really your best song.
I don't know if I have that anymore. I have to find that one. 99 Red Balloons. I have Marianne's version of 99 Red Balloons. Oh, God. Oh. There's shitty quality equipment.
When I'm a little toy shop, buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn, till one by one they were gone.
All right, listen.
Back at base, boxing the software.
Fucking hate Marianne. She sings these songs and she doesn't know how they go. You know what I mean? Like, she's never really heard these songs because it's not of her generation. Look, enough. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
Hey, guys. This is Jeff, a.k.a. Jason Destroying 95 speaking.
Love that kid. Spread the distortion. Tell your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the Sideshow, become members, check out DVDA, all that good stuff. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, we leave you with a little Marianne and 99 Luft Balloons.
99 Red Balloons, floating in the summer sky, panic there at Red Alert. There's something here from somewhere else. The war machine springs into life. Open up one eager eye, focusing in on the sky. A 99 red balloon go by.
Let's not look just like a little leprechaun.